ever see those articles that tell you what to eat for better mental health? Of course you have, right? See, they usually cite studies that link certain foods or nutrients to lower rates of depression, better memory, or improved cognitive processing. Ultimately, though, the take-home message always comes down to this: eat more vegetables and fruits and whole foods in general. See, because here's the reality, right? The same dietary pattern that's good for your physical health is also good for your mental and emotional health. So they, really are not any secret foods, okay? But there are many ways food can improve your mental health, right? The first step is start from where you are right now and just try to eat little bit better. Okay, see, most people have plenty of room of improvement, right? The case in point, see, on an average Indian doesn't eat even 2 servings of daily vegetables, and many eat less than 1 servings of fruit. See, if that is you, right, you are totally normal. Okay, just try to see whether you can add an extra servings of fruit or vegetables to your daily diet. That is real progress. Okay, see, once you follow through for a couple of weeks and build on your success by adding another serving of fruits and vegetables, even if it is just for 1 day or 2 days to start with. See, this same approach can work with your overall diet as well. See, for instance, if about half of what you eat on a daily basis is from whole foods, right? It would be, I know, actually, it would be a big leap to get to an 80 or 90% whole foods diet overnight. But no need for that though, right? So again, start from where you are currently and make little bit better. Okay? See, you get the point, right? I call this as progress, not perfection, right? And based on my work with all of my clients, I can confidently say that it really works. And people are often amazed at how the tiniest action, right, done consistently, result in transformational progress over time. But you'll never know if you don't give it a shot. Okay, that said, when it comes to eating for better mental health, it's not just about what you put in your mouth, right? It's also about where you eat, how you eat, and who you eat with. These also affect your mental well-being as well as powerfully as what's there on your plate, okay? For instance, we'll take a few instances, right? You can reduce your anxiety with a leisure eating phase, right? For example, breathe deeply before you dig in and slow down and your eating phase and savor and taste the food. Eat in a calm and uplifting environment. And fourth one could be reduce distraction that trigger anger, anxiety, sadness, and tension. Okay, and you can improve your mood and better manage your emotions by connecting with others around food as well. For example, dine with a human who help you to laugh, relax, and feel loved. And consider sharing your food with others. And third one could be connect with your culture by exploring your family recipes and heritage cuisines. Okay? By expanding your view of what eating for mental health is, you will see there are a lot of ways food can help you feel and think better. Okay? Want to learn more on how to achieve a total health transformation? you always wanted and get the time freedom to do more of what you want to do, then register for my free masterclass by clicking on the link below. Okay. If you like this content, please like and share, and I will record more such content in the coming days. Until then, cheers. God bless. Bye-bye.